Our True Beauty, Our Charisma. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. Our True Beauty, Our Charisma. As you walk down the street and you look at other people, who do you see? Do you see the beautiful people or do you see the people with problems? As you walk through life, who do you meet? Do you meet people with happy hearts or do you meet people with sad hearts? As you are experiencing life, are you experiencing it with independent wealth or with poverty? These are all choices that we make. All choices. And what is yours? Our true beauty, our charisma. What is your true beauty? What is your true charisma? Do you have the ability to only see that which you choose to see? No. Ellen and I were talking about that this morning, and we were saying, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could only see what we choose to see? And we can. No. Can you choose to see only good? Can you choose to see only harmony? Can you choose to see only peace, right action, life, joy, all that's good? Can you choose to see that? And the answer is no. You cannot choose to see that. And the reason you cannot choose to see that is first you have to be that to see that. And if you are not that in your charisma, in your own inner vibratory self, you cannot be that in your outer self. Why do little children go around with happy faces, regardless of the sadness that may be in their life? Because that's their charisma. Why do some children go around with sad faces when they live in a nice world and they got everything, and they look sad? Because that's their charisma. That's how they were trained at home. It's sad, really, that this happens to be the case, but it is the case. Now, what do we do? Our true beauty is our charisma. Now, what is your charisma? By the way, for those of you who are not aware of this, tomorrow I'm opening a charisma factory here on campus, and I'm going to sell charisma, and I'm going to sell it to the highest bidder. And everybody who buys charisma, in whatever degree they want to buy it, but I sell it by the quart yards, and if you buy charisma, if you buy it by the quart, you will have a totally happy, fulfilling life, because I only sell good charisma. And if you don't buy the charisma, then I will not have anything to do with you. You know, because I mean, I'm in this business to make money, to sell charisma. And how can I present to you charisma in a bottle? How can I give you charisma in a bottle? That's an interesting thought, isn't it? I give you charisma in a bottle because I put it there. Now, how did I put charisma in the bottle? I put charisma in the bottle by thinking happy thoughts in the bottle. Now, you think I am full of beans and full of... But, remember Dr. Shimamoto? Remember? In, what was that movie that we saw?
What
the bleep do we know or care?
No.
Okay, now, in there, Dr. Shimamoto, however you pronounce his name, was a Japanese doctor, medical doctor, scientist, working with water and seeing how water responds to thought. And so he went to the Murakamichi Dam in Japan, and he took some water out of the dam, and the dam water was very rough. It was very unpleasant to see. It wasn't unpleasant to see, it just wasn't pretty. And so he had a priest, a monk from one of the temples there, bless the water. And the next morning, the water was as beautiful as could be in the photography that he took of it. Now, he took some bottled water from an ordinary bottling factory, and he put little signs on each bottle. One said love, one said whatever, and One had a little strip of paper which said, "I hate you, I hate you, I want to kill you." You know, that's kind of a rough statement to make. And the water demonstrated all of the qualities of the little piece of paper that was stuck on him. Now, if a piece of paper, consciously done, stuck on a bottle of water, can do that, then can you imagine what happens when you unconsciously do things? Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to say one more thing here. Do you believe what I just said? Mm-hmm. Did you see the movie?
Yes.
Okay. Do you believe what I just said?
Yes.
Do you believe what I just said?
Yes.
Do you believe what I just said?
No, I was consciously.
Do you believe what I just said? Do you believe that they consciously put this on the water and they made the water into a more harmonious appearance?
What do you mean by consciously? They put
They put
salt
a label on there.
Yeah. Yeah. They put a thought.
They put a thought on there purposely.
Yeah.
Okay. Now.
Of course.
Now, if you believe what I just said, yes, and you believe that that's true, why don't you do it? Why don't each one of you take your bottled water when you go to town and to put a label on it and say, "Love." Ellen?
Yes.
Why don't you, in your bottled water in your house, have a big label on it saying, "Unconditional love." And you would be drinking unconditional love, and in no time at all, you would be unconditional love.
Cool.
Hey, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And all the rest of you. Now, Sylvia goes to town, and she's got her little bottle of water along that was brought from a factory or something, you know. Who knows? Who knows? The man who delivered that water to wherever it was sold, he might have been unhappy and angry and so forth, and so his vibrations get put into that water vicariously. Not on purpose, but it was just that's the way he was. When a mother is angry and she holds a baby close to her, the baby begins to be yowly and a bunch of other interesting things. So, now, I'm selling charisma. I'm selling happiness. Our true beauty is our charisma. Yeah. Now, can you see each one of us has the opportunity to develop our charisma consciously and consciously develop it into something we want? Now, we don't develop it by thinking about what we don't want. We own, because that way you'll develop it in that way.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to think about what you do want. So, I see Anita, and I shouldn't say this because I know then she'll go do it. I see Anita walking around here with a label on her forehead saying unconditional love or beauty or magnificence or God or some other wonderful thing, you know. And then she walks around like that, and people can't help but see that that's God. She's got the name on the bottle, you know.
Uh-huh.
And isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Ingeborg, what name would you put on your bottle?
Love.
Love? Ellen, what name would you put on your bottle?
Master Consciousness.
Master Consciousness? That's interesting, too. What name would you put on your bottle, Sylvia?
I Like Me.
I Like Me. That has a nice ring to it, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
I Like Me. I'm Divine Order, I'm Peace. Yeah? Put the whole ball of wax on it. But you see, what would happen when you could put that label on water and have it just respond so perfectly, why not take that label on you? All right, Anita, what is your label in life? Who are you? Now, I don't expect you to answer me because you really haven't thought about it. You really haven't decided who you are besides being God and being good and all that sort of stuff. But really, if you're a charismatic being walking down the street, what is someone else going to see looking at you? Who are you that they're going to see as the you that you really are? You know? And Ellen, do you know? Well, who are you? What will anyone see when they look at your being? See?
Charismatic being.
I'm sorry?
A charismatic being.
Oh, sure. that's begging the point. What kind of charismatic being? What kind? You could be charismatic. You could be charismatic as the devil, and you could be charismatic as an angel. Whatever you want.
A bubbling angel.
Well, yeah, yeah. But yeah, I'm trying to be very unfunny at the moment. It's not funny to say, I'm a bubble. You're a bubble of shit. I mean, you're a bubble of something negative. Is that what you want to be?
No.
You could be a bubble of love.
Of
you could
course.
Be a bubble. Well, bees, a bubble of something.
Of
you see, this is what we have done. Oh, I'm a bubbly. Oh, she's so bubbly. Oh, she's so this, that, and the other thing. But of what? Uh-huh. Is she a brainless person? Is she an idiot, you know? Or is she a bubble of harmony and peace and joy. Unconditional love and joy? You follow what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We have to really know who it is that we are and where we're going and what's the value of our life. And if we don't, what's going to happen?
Nothing.
We'll be like a bottle without a label.
Okay.
You know? Our true beauty, our charisma, is what we have called ourselves. What do we call ourselves? I like me. Now, do you know what it means to like yourself? Do you know what it means when you say that this is my charisma, I like me? No, but you think it's good. Mm-hmm. And it is. You know? But you see, we don't need to know the definition for all this stuff. And none of you know what unconditional love means. You have an idea, but you don't know. None of you knows what it means to be independently wealthy. Independently. Does any of you know what it means to be healthy? Not with an adjective or adverb next to it, but healthy. Just health. No unhappiness in the body, no unhappiness in the mind, the spirit of beingness, just health. None of you know that because you all have gone through headaches and colds and nonsense this way and that way. You see? Mm-hmm. And it's a shame. Now, do you know what health is too, Miss Anita? Health is eternal life with everybody you see in your world. Whether it's daddy or mommy or Ernst or whoever it may be. Health is alias. Yeah. Health is everything that ever took place in your world. Health is your old buddy, you know. Health is your brats, you know. Yeah. Health is everybody. Immortality. Now, is that a good label to put on our bottle? Immortality? Health? Now, you say, well, I'm a bottle full of labels. Well, that's not the worst thing in the world. But work on one aspect. One aspect. And watch it be your magic aspect. People say, well, Herb, it just doesn't work. The things you teach don't work. Oh, yes, they do. Oh, yes, they do. But you got to work it. You put the cause in motion for whatever it is that delights you, that pleases you, that thrills you, that entices you into being all that you are. And you've got it made. Today is Sunday. This is our Sunday sermon. It's our Sunday talk to ourselves. And what's our title here? It says, our true beauty is our charisma. Nobody sees you as you walk down the street. They see your charisma. They see your vibrations. They see your vitality. They see your imagination. They see your wisdom. They see your genius. They see your white stem cells bubbling all over the place. They say, look at that. My goodness sakes. There's Ellen Bubbles. Her stem cells, you see. Now, what sort of an image do you give as you walk down the street? Do you give an image of someone who's trying to impress somebody? Or somebody who has it made 100%? You absolutely, and I don't like the adverbs and adjectives, but you absolutely like yourself. You like yourself. There's no going to be and no coming upon it and so forth, but you like yourself. And this is really what it's all about. Nice, huh?
Yeah.
That's your true beauty, your charisma. Now, you, each one of us, have an opportunity to put on our bottle. What is our charisma for today? Our charisma for today is love. What's our charisma for tomorrow? Health. What's our charisma for the next day? Wealth. What's our charisma for whatever? Every day, have a different charisma that delights you and live in the attitude, the consciousness of that charisma, and watch how the miracle of life sponsors in your world all those things that you have placed in motion for yourself. It already exists. You merely reveal it out of the storehouse